You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. It's titled, The Most Beautiful Sight. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Several years ago, newspapers carried the sensational story of a truck driver who had suddenly gone blind. However, 7 days later, while sitting up in his bed at home, this same truck driver sneezed twice. And on his second hard sneeze, his vision suddenly returned. Following this most unusual occurrence, this startled truck driver confessed that before this incident, he and his wife had never been especially religious. However, immediately after he received back his sight, this gentleman openly confessed, "I got down on my knees and I gave thanks to God." This spectacular happening totally changed and redirected this gentleman's future. After receiving back his sight and after much prayer, this truck driver said, "I'm going back to high school, and I'm going to college, and then I'm going out to do the Lord's work." Now, this unusual event reminds us of the story of the blind man recorded in the Bible. One day, Jesus and his disciples were leaving the village of Jericho. A large crowd, the Bible says, was present, and there was also a blind beggar named Bartimaeus who was sitting by the roadside. And when this blind man heard that Jesus was nearby, he began to cry out loudly and to say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Obviously, this blind man had heard much about Jesus, how Jesus had the authority to forgive sins and the wonderful power to heal people. This blind man realized that Jesus was his only hope, and so he did not want to miss this opportunity. Consequently, he cried out loudly. But some of the people could not tolerate this blind man yelling at Jesus. The Bible says they were sternly telling Bartimaeus, "Be quiet." Well, you can imagine how little effect this admonishment had on Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus could not be silenced. Blind Bartimaeus realized that if he was ever going to see the beauties of this life, it would take a miracle. And blind Bartimaeus knew that Jesus was his only chance, so he kept on crying all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Finally, the Bible explains, Jesus stopped and said to those around him, "Call the blind man over here." And so they called the blind man. They said to him, "Take courage, stand up, Jesus is calling for you." Bartimaeus, the Bible explains, wasted no time. He threw aside his cloak. He jumped up, and he came to Jesus. "What," Jesus asked him, "do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man replied, "Rabboni, I want to regain my sight." "Go," Jesus said, "your faith has made you well." And immediately the Bible points out Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus regained his sight, and he began to follow Jesus. Now, both of these stories I have just mentioned are absolutely remarkable. After sneezing twice, the Kansas truck driver regained his sight. And after Jesus said to blind Bartimaeus, "Go, your faith has made you well," the blind man was also healed. The parallels between these events are striking. However, the most interesting thing is that out of deep gratitude to God, both of these men decided immediately to follow their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now remember what the truck driver said after he sneezed twice and regained his sight? He explained that prior to miraculously regaining his sight, he and his wife were not particularly religious. That's what he said. However, after he regained his sight, God became the most important part of his life. Consequently, this truck driver wanted nothing other than to serve the Lord and to do it with zeal and with joy. Now, initially, these two stories may mean very little to most of us, except that they happen to be two very interesting religious events. However, there is another side to these stories. You see, these stories have a very powerful, moving, and extremely relevant message for all of us today. Let's remember that surveys and religious reports and statistics all tell us repeatedly that living in an affluent society, as most all of us do, and living in a culture where most of us have very little worry or no concern whatsoever about where our next meal will come from or where to get medicine when we get sick, consequently, most of us have probably convinced ourselves consciously or unconsciously that we don't really need God. We are getting along just fine. We don't need to be bothered with God or with more religion. Well, maybe we go to church primarily because our parents went to church or because it is the socially acceptable thing to do. However, in spite of these rather superficial religious gestures, we honestly don't feel that God is all that necessary in our lives. Maybe a little religion is okay, especially on the holidays like Christmas and Easter, but for the rest of the time, we are getting along just fine, thank you. Well, could I ask you for just a moment to be honest, really honest? What would happen if you, today, suddenly became blind and you could not see to drive a car? Or what would happen in your life if you could no longer work at your job because you were blind? Or what if you could no longer watch television? Or how would you feel if you could no longer see members of your own family? And what if you could no longer see those you dearly love? What if you could no longer make your way to the post office or up and down the aisles in the local grocery store? I suspect that if you were to suddenly become blind, such a dramatic and traumatic change in your life would be absolutely devastating. Most of us would probably fall apart emotionally. Initially, at least, we would say, I simply cannot continue in life. But now, with a blind truck driver from Kansas in mind, and with blind Bartimaeus in mind, let's go one step further. Let me ask you another question. What if, after you had been blind for months or even years, what if you could suddenly see again? What would you do if someone made it possible for you to regain your sight? I think, in fact, I am absolutely convinced that if this happened to you or to any of us, we would experience a joy that would be inexpressible. And of course, realizing this, it is easier to understand why, when both the truck driver from Kansas and blind Bartimaeus from Jericho, why when they received back their sight, they both wanted nothing else but to follow Jesus Christ. Regardless of what anyone tried to tell them, these two men realized better than anyone else could that it was God. Yes, it was God who had brought them out of physical darkness and into the light. Now, you may be saying to yourself, yes, but blindness is not my problem, and chances are blindness will never be a problem for me. And, of course, you are probably quite correct. However, in another sense, you are quite possibly wrong. Totally wrong. You see, the Bible talks about physical blindness, but the Bible also speaks about spiritual blindness. In fact, the Bible is filled with references to people in the past who were spiritually blind. In the book of Psalms, we read about people who are not seriously interested in God. They do not know, the psalmist says, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. In Proverbs chapter 4, we read that the way of the wicked is like darkness, and they do not know over what they stumble. In speaking of spiritually blind people in his day, Isaiah the prophet describes people who keep on listening but do not perceive. They keep on looking, but they do not understand. And Ezekiel the prophet speaks about those who have eyes to see but do not see, and ears to hear but do not hear. Spiritual blindness, my friend, is a terrible thing, a frightening thing. And this is also why God sent Jesus as the light of the world. Speaking of Christ's coming, Isaiah wrote, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light." Here, Isaiah was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And Isaiah continues by saying, "Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them." And when Jesus Christ was born, the light of the world had arrived. And when Jesus confronted St. Paul on the way to Damascus, Jesus said to Paul, "I am sending you to the Gentiles to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light." And so, my friend, today, if you and I are going to be healed, we must first admit and confess that we are indeed spiritually blind. In Romans chapter 4, St. Paul describes bluntly our spiritual condition. All of us, he says, all of us have sinned. You see, my friend, unless a person who has difficulty hearing admits this problem, he will never, ever desire a hearing aid. And so then, my friend, unless you are willing to admit that you are a sinner unable to save yourself, even by your most religious efforts, you will never truly hunger to hear God's gospel of forgiveness. Forgiven by the Father, directed by the Son, and enabled by the Holy Spirit, after Jesus healed St. Paul's spiritual blindness, this apostle dedicated the rest of his life to proclaiming God's gospel of light. His letters, his epistles recorded in the New Testament, were not only light for that day, but they are also light for today in 1999. And if you in any way feel the least bit uncertain that God has forgiven you completely, or if in any way you are the slightest bit uncertain about whether or not you will go to heaven, then listen to the message of the Apostle Paul. He has been sent by Jesus to open your eyes and to bring healing to your spiritual blindness. And the good news, my friend, for today is this. According to St. Paul, God has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death on the cross to present you holy in God's sight without blemish and free from accusation. Through his Son, Jesus, God has extended his hand to you. He has healed your spiritual blindness. No longer do you need to grope around in the darkness of uncertainty of forgiveness. No longer do you need to stagger about in the uncertainty of being saved from the curse of sin and the dark uncertainty of being absolutely sure that when you die, you will go directly to heaven. Oh, let's read again the good news given by God through St. Paul. God has reconciled you unto himself through Christ's physical body on the cross. This means that when Jesus died, his innocent blood served as a perfect and an acceptable sacrifice to your heavenly Father. The blood of Jesus satisfied God's wrath, which has been directed at your sins and all your mistakes. And now that your eyes have been opened or reopened, and now that you can see clearly what God has done for you so lovingly in Jesus Christ, don't remain silent. Thank God. Yes, rejoice in your new spiritual vision. And then do like the truck driver did from Kansas. Dedicate the rest of your life to Jesus Christ. And do also like blind Bartimaeus in the Bible. No matter what others might think of you, or no matter what they may say of you, follow the Lord Jesus Christ and do it with joy. Shall we pray? Oh Lord, we pray there are many today who are described in the Bible as spiritually blind. They look, but they do not see. By your Spirit, O Lord, turn these your children unto sincere repentance. And then, O Lord, heal them. Assure them of their perfect forgiveness through your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.